Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid Podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society.
God rest ye merry pagan folk, let nothing you dismay. Remember that the sun returns upon this solstice day. The growing dark is ending now, and spring is on its way. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. The goddess rest ye merry to and keep you safe from harm. Remember that we live within the circle of her arms, and may her love give ears to come a very special charm. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Three Witches and a Druid, where we sit around with our warm rum apple cider.
I like to call it fire of inspiration.
And talk about our daily lives as modern pagans. I'm Margot.
And I'm Maeve.
Gwen.
And I'm Brian. So our first topic tonight, which I'd like to discuss because I didn't bring it up to you guys beforehand, as a pagan with family, relatives, dealing with the modern day society, the Muggle society, how did you guys raise your families with Christmas versus Yule? Because that seems to be a hot topic on social media.
Really?
Last little bit. And this episode will come out the day after Yule.
Okay.
Maybe it could come out on Yule if it gets done in time.
For me, it was never, ever a problem. Ever.
No, I agree.
Pagan kids are lucky. They get Yule with their their parents, and then they go have Christmas with the grandparents.
Yep.
It was never an issue.
So you don't do Christmas at home?
Well, I did, because if my parents were coming and all that, but 99% of the time we went there. Other parts of my family all did Christmas, so if Christmas was in the city that year, well then, yeah.
So you're saying
just did both.
You would do Yule at your home, you and your little one.
And whoever else, yeah.
Yeah, and then on Christmas Day, the 25th, you would go to your parents.
Yeah, or we would have Yule, and then, you know, around the 23rd or 4th, off we went to my parents and had the whole holiday season. Heck, my kid was doing Drumming Up the Sun and participating in the church pageant at her grandmother's church.
So just doing it all.
Just doing it all, having fun. It was never an issue for me. Whatever. Somebody would have invited us to Hanukkah, we'd have gone to that too.
Mm-hmm.
If there's food, I don't care what it is. No,
fair.
And as she got older, and once her father and I split up, oftentimes for Yule, she wasn't with me.
Yeah.
Because she'd be spending the time before, you know, the 25th when we went to, you know, my parents or grandparents, she would be with her dad. So
is that something she ever commented on missing?
Like, not really, because she was at her dad's getting gifts. So
so she was having Yule in a way. It just wasn't called that.
So much. So she was just doing both. It was all OK. For years, her father was not pagan. He would go to a pagan thing because there's food. But we always just did it all. Whatever.
So Gwen, as someone who raised two boys, did you guys do Santa and such?
Yeah, we did do Santa when they were young, but I don't really think of Santa as a Christian tradition. We did do that on Christmas Eve because go with the flow, you know, so that was a 24th and 25th. I have a really large extended family. We meet twice and we're spread right across Canada, and we meet twice a year, once in the summer and once for quotation marks family Christmas. So we have all these traditional recipes, and we wake up and pretend that the calendar is set at the 25th, and usually it's the last weekend of November. So I have all of those family obligations with all the gifts and all the traditional foods, all the family traditions, the secular family traditions, out of the way before December even start. And so then we would drum up the sun, and often there would be other Yule events. Yule was social for us. We had friends that we circled with when the kids were young that we would spend Yule with, that sort of thing. And of course, the, you know, watching the sun come up on the day after the longest night was, you know, something to grumble about as they got up before the sun rose and hauled the firewood in and helped out with that. And then I would often work Christmas Day and allow people with young children to have that time off. And meanwhile, Dave was slaving away here in the kitchen, and we had an open house. So when I got off work, I was working 8-hour shifts at that point, so it was easy. And I'd get off work and come and help out, and people would start coming in, and it was just an open house. And sometimes we had 6 or 8 people, and sometimes we had 20 people in the house, and it's a little house.
Yeah.
In the winter, it was stacked up. I remember one winter it was kind of warm-ish. We had a fire in the backyard and people sitting out with snowbanks and in their snow gear and an outside fire, and there wasn't a chair to sit down on inside and that sort of thing. And it was always a potluck. So anybody that was at loose ends within the community, and there were people that we only would see once a year, and then there's people that came once or twice. I remember a grad student from Cuba, or anybody that was at loose ends would come by. So we made up our own traditions.
Yeah.
For many families, although Christmas is important in their larger families, their generational families, it for most people, it's a secular observance. Very few people now, I think, genuinely observe it in a religious way, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, there are some, but no, most people, it's secular. I do secular Christmas with, you know, family and friends because what the heck, right?
Yeah.
It is a secular thing. And I grew up with Christmas. I grew up with Christmas as a secular and a religious thing.
Yeah.
But I'll go anywhere if there's food.
Very Catholic. And I have a not so great memory of my super compassionate and maternal father, like he was far more nurturing than my mother was, hauling me to confession on Christmas Eve because if I didn't go to confession, Santa wouldn't come.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so something. That
so
is,
you didn't
is,
have to worry about the whole, like, I don't have a fireplace, where's Santa coming in? You had to worry about the
confessing my sins.
Yeah.
And how old were you?
I'm going to say maybe 6 or 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a very unpleasant memory of mine.
Yeah. What the heck does a 6 or 7-year-old have?
That is also, you know.
I sold Tommy's gum.
You know, I pinched my sister or whatever, you know. So
that's a sin. I'm going to hell.
And
sorry, Melissa.
For me, again, I'm not married and I never had children, so I never raised anybody in any kind of tradition, but still currently
Don't be
raising.
Silly. You have raised many men over the years. Well, that's
and sent them off into the world better people.
Don't think for a second you have not done your part in mothership over the years.
But I remember trying to explain to my mom once she moved to PEI from Winnipeg, because they always expected me every year to go to PEI for Christmas because that was where my family was. And I didn't have family in Nova Scotia. So, of course, I'm coming to PEI every year. And it was just emotionally, physically, mentally exhausting. Mm. It was enjoyable, but it was exhausting.
Well, you know, you also always worked retail.
Yes.
And who is more tired at any other time of year than people who work retail?
Yeah.
So
explain, it doesn't stop at Christmas because you got the Boxing Day sale.
But explaining to my mom, just because I'm single doesn't mean I am not creating my own holiday traditions.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean I'm at loose ends completely. Plus, I remember the time I was telling that story around Dave and saying that I don't have family here. He was so offended. Yes. He was very upset with me and made it very clear that I was, in fact, incorrect. I have been to Gwen's open house many, many times, and it has always been a very important part of the holiday season for me.
Our Mary Mithras Day.
Yes. Like, to me, in a way, Christmas is just, like, December 25th is just another day on a calendar.
Yeah.
But knowing that secularly, everybody is with their families, everybody is celebrating, was always so lovely to be able to come and be surrounded by people and share food. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, how I show my love for you is how much food I give you and what I make for you. And then we used to often go to a movie as well.
Then often
that
also
ended. Did that for a really long time.
Yeah.
Christmas Day movie. So
when I first moved to Halifax, I sort of set a boundary with my parents that I would come home every second year because I assumed with whoever I was with, I would be going to their house the other year. In the years we didn't have a place to go, we had like friendmas.
Yes.
So we just invited random strangers to our house for Christmas.
Yeah.
But like, so we have, of course, Atticus. And in our home on Yule, we open one present. Mm. And it's usually like pajamas. And then we have a movie night that night. And this year, I'm going to see if I can convince him to get up early enough and go drum up the sun. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
We haven't done that in the past because we were all the way out in Bedford.
Yeah.
And it was kind of far for us to go. But I'm going to try to make that. Like, especially since I'm 5 minutes away from
you. Yes, you're probably the closest parent.
Yes, you sure are.
Yeah. So the other thing, though, is like I've been a professional Santa photo booth taker for 8 years now. Santa's evolved. It's not the same at all. When I was a kid, Santa's who brought you all the gifts.
Yeah.
Now, like in our house, Santa brings one gift and he eats the cookies and he leaves. All the other gifts are from parents and family. Like, Santa doesn't bring all the gifts like he used
that's
to.
That's how it was in our house.
Yeah.
We got one gift from Santa. Like, the that's main thing you asked for was
from
Santa.
And one gift.
And the stocking. The stocking was also from Santa.
Okay, that's a good point.
But you're right. Other houses, I hear that story, and then there's this inequality when kids share their stories.
Exactly. And that's a big thing we've emphasized to Atticus. Is when he doesn't talk about presents.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk about what he got. He can share with the other boys in the Grove because we kind of have an idea of what everyone's getting anyway and are all sort of on a semi-level playing field anyway. But we've told him, don't go to school and brag about what you get. That's not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can ask others what they got or what they were happy with, but don't brag what you got. Because as a single only child, I'm not going to be lying. Karen doesn't listen. Karen fucking spoils him. He's spoiled beyond recognition.
Yeah.
One of his presents is more than I got my entire childhood.
Yeah. You know, in our house, Santa didn't wrap your present.
Nope, that's true.
One of the differences.
Yeah. It was put there under the tree and it was not wrapped.
Yeah, so in our, like, Santa doesn't wrap his gift either. So the whole, like, don't sneak downstairs sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, my parents, again, older, and, you know, when my father, I believe, enjoyed terrorizing us in the kindest, most loving way. But this is a great way, and people are going to go, who is this woman? But I use it on my kid because I'm terrible. You cannot go downstairs to the tree until it is light. Because Santa starts at a certain time, and he goes all the way until the sun comes up. And if he has not reached our house a half hour before the sun comes up, and he's coming 10 minutes before the sun comes up, and you're up, Santa won't come in the house if you're up.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will not come in the house if you are up.
So
meanwhile, in our house, when my mother's mother would be with us for Christmas, my grandmother Erickson.
Oh, midnight mass.
Well, we did that. But
it's a horror show on Netflix. Is it getting to a horror level?
No. She would be going into my parents at like 8 o'clock in the morning saying, can we go wake those damn kids up yet?
Yeah.
Because none of us would wake up.
That happens when you get older.
No, we were like, only like...
When the kids get older.
Teens. We were 6, 7, 9.
Yeah, we were... My parents have told how they had to wake us up at times. Here's a smart thing to do. And I did this always for my child as well. And my parents always did it. Our stockings were put at the foot of our bed.
Oh.
So if we did wake up at 5 and we found that they were there, we could keep the door closed, turn on the light, look at our open our stockings, and then go back to bed and then stay in bed.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So that kept us quiet.
That's fair.
We did. And oftentimes we went right back to sleep after we saw it was in that stocking. Because, you know, you're awake and you're dying to find
See, our stockings always just had fruit in it.
Yeah.
Because we were poor and we couldn't really afford fruit for the year. So that was our big thing, is there was like a banana, an orange, an apple.
Fancy fruit.
Fancy fruit.
Well, you know what?
Fancy. Yeah.
To us, we always had one of those nice big navel oranges.
At the toe.
We had a
clementine.
Yeah, because that was the only time of year you can get them. Now you can go 12 months of the year to the store for that.
So
then, and in the country where we were, you only got those big Florida navel oranges at Christmas. That was a big
thing I've seen online in Peggy groups is families that are unsure if they should even include Santa in their traditions. Like, I think as we discussed, to us, Christmas is just a secular event.
And Santa's probably inspired by more pagan
spirits,
deities than Christian.
You gave me the book when Santa was a shaman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everybody needs to, of course.
So have you guys watched the movie Violent Night?
No.
It is worth it. It is very good. It's the story of Santa rescuing a family who's being robbed. And the story is that he's a heathen. He's a Norse Viking who accidentally killed the previous Santa, and he was cursed with being Santa. But he's a Viking. He's a heathen the whole way.
Okay, it's not gory or horror.
No, but it's action.
I don't mind action and some violence, but it's not like gory.
No. It's not like a horror movie. It's worth a watch. And the pagan aspects of that Santa are very much worth it.
It's kind of like that one, and it was. I watched it and said, I can't believe I'm watching this. A bad Santa. Bad Santa is a good one, or Bad Mom's Christmas. That's always excellent too.
So, do you guys have like Yule Day traditions you do, or any traditions you kind of wish you had done?
I mean, the group breakfast
that was
after
fun.
The drumming up the sun beforehand. This would all be planned. Somebody would volunteer their house or apartment or living space, and it would be a potluck as well. We would all bring. I, of course, always brought the booze, but
and we're talking. We would arrive there in the dark or the just starting to lighten sky, and it's on the North Atlantic coast, and it is cold,
very cold,
very windy. We'd be bundled up like crazy,
fire going.
You know, after that was all done, there'd be a ritual on the coastline. And we'd come back to whosoever house it was and just be warm, and everybody would melt into little puddles and share food. It was really lovely.
Just a beautiful way to sort of decompress after that energy building of drumming up the sun.
Yeah.
Well, since I'm so close, maybe I'll volunteer my place.
That would be fabulous because the meal after kind of went by the wayside. I know Dave and I took a step back because he wasn't well enough. So I don't know what happened, but it kind of went by the wayside the last little while. And it'd be nice to reinstitute that breakfast after.
Okay. It would be, or my place isn't too much farther away.
So no.
It
is already volunteered.
Well, I'm saying if Karen freaks or something, no, I don't know.
I gotta be at Santa Move at 10.
Like, yeah, we're in and out because that's the thing. When we were doing it, there was still young children with the people we were circling with, and they wanted to get home to open up their presents.
Karen doesn't work that day. Might be able to just convince her to do it.
To come.
Well, if she doesn't come, she'll make breakfast, make coffee and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll post that up online.
All right.
That'll be fun.
I'm saying this the day this is supposed to come out.
Yes. So we'll see.
Yeah. I actually think it's a really good idea now. I'm super invested.
I always bought one of those big thermal jugs of hot chocolate. So, kids would have a small bite, then everyone's jacked up on hot chocolate by the time breakfast came around.
Yeah.
So now that'd be a cool idea.
Yeah, I'll confirm with my booth partners if they can just cover for me that morning. And if I'm running late, I don't think I will, but.
I shouldn't be. Everything kind of wraps up. Everybody eats, goes home. And like I said, people were then opening up their gifts and doing their family commitments.
And so this, we do this on the 22nd, right?
Yes.
Okay. So outside of the drumming up, which we do here, what are some other, like, do you guys have any family Yule things you did?
Usually any ritual took place at drumming up the sun.
Yeah.
But we would sometimes do, again, not family oriented, but more with our groups. But we would have rituals. But very often, and you often would host a Yule ritual in your home. But people would bring partners that may not be. It was not just practitioners. Yes, it was people open to partners and family if they wanted to come. I really feel my observance of Yule is tied to my close community, my friends and circle, like more than my nuclear family.
Right.
Like all of the things that I did were yes. tied to family.
Yes, because with the exception of my immediate family, you know, my child at the time, mm-hmm. my husband at the time would come along by times, but he was usually off to work unless it was a weekend.
Yeah.
It was my community people is what I did it with, whatever mm-hmm. was going on and whoever was doing okay. what.
Yeah. So. How about for Atticus? Have you started any Elf on the Shelf or Silly?
Oh God, don't even start an Elf on the Shelf. That's yes. going on. That's currently happening right now.
Yes, I see that every day.
We kind of do it less for him. And I think Karen does it because she actually really enjoys doing it.
Yeah. She's creative and it takes a lot of creative energy.
She got herself in trouble the other day. She put out a note from the elves that said, "Do not read out loud. Only you can see this. Your parents can't see it. But just so you know, I've dusted the house with magical dust. And if you ask for a treat, your parents will say yes. They can't say no."
What did he ask for?
Interpreted this as presents, a treat. Not as like a bear paw or an apple.
Yeah.
So he ended up getting a Lego set out of this. Because Karen realized her mistake.
Yes.
And she had to suck it up. And she was like, "I'm so, this is on me. I will go get the Lego set."
Oh my goodness.
And she just didn't want to say no to him. The other part of the conversations I've seen online are people are afraid to lie to their children about Santa. Do you feel that telling your children that Santa is a thing is a lie?
What do you mean is a thing?
Well,
that Santa's real.
Yeah, that Santa's real.
Of course Santa's real.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. But my argument, and I've commented this a few times, is that I always had the impression that when Atticus realizes that Santa is, in fact, physically not real, to explain to him that now he's Santa. It's his job to bring joy to other people.
Exactly.
Just the way Santa brought joy to him.
And that you remember how excited that made you, how special that feeling is. This is the weight of being, you know, it's a rite of passage to learn that and then be part of the older generation yes. that provides that excitement yeah. for the kids below them. Yeah. And that's yeah. how I...
Yeah,
kind of. I remember a rite of passage.
It's funny. I was telling this story to a customer at work yesterday. How I found out Santa wasn't real as a child was the year I asked for a Barbie camper, and Mattel was on strike.
Mm-hmm.
So our parents sat us down basically and said, "Mattel is on strike. We can't get these presents for you. You can either ask for something else, or get something little now, and get your present when Mattel goes back to work."
Oh my wow. goodness.
Funny, actually, because mine is similar.
Yeah.
I had asked for Super Mario 3, and my parents could not find a copy of it anywhere, so they rented it from Blockbuster. I think Blockbuster. And they had to keep renewing it until they could find a copy. And that's how I found out Santa wasn't real.
It probably cost them a lot of money.
It was a lot of money.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing that I did. Rain could make a wish list for Santa. So that there was a couple of things on
yep.
it. You weren't getting every one
oh,
of them.
Oh, no, yeah. exactly.
You were getting yep. one of them. So yep. whatever was the most convenient to get.
Do you know what the modern day equivalent to that is? Atticus walks around a toy store with the camera and takes pictures. That's the equivalent to the wish
you
list.
You know what?
There.
I still get the long wish list.
Yeah.
You know, I give her a list. What are some things you might like to have? Doesn't mean you're getting all of them.
Yeah.
No, I think when you're saying about Santa, Santa is an archetype. Santa's a spirit.
Yeah.
It's the spirit of the thing. So when you tell your children that you keep in the spirit of Santa.
No. Maybe that's harder for some secular families. But if you were raised in a home where you're open to the idea
yeah.
of other beings, of spirits, of that sort of thing, it won't be hard for them mm-hmm. to understand that mm-hmm. there is a thing called a spirit.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, you got to lie to your children a little bit to prepare them for the world ahead.
I mean, there's no way you can go through life without lying to your children. No. You just can't.
I recommend it.
I mean, you can't go through life without lying to yourself for crying out loud. Yeah. Well,
And on top of that, there's no way your kid is going to go to school and not be inundated with Santa, Santa, Santa.
Yeah.
And then come home like... They're just going to be the jerk at school that tries to convince the other kids that Santa's not real.
Yeah.
You know what? That's no better.
No. You don't want to ruin that.
Just lie to them for a little bit. They'll be fine. The whole like concept of like, oh, but I want to traumatize them with my lies. It's like, you got to traumatize them with the fact that the world doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll have plenty of traumatizing things as they get older. There's no need to do it when they're young.
No, exactly.
Let them have that wonderful thing.
Outside of like the Christmas and Yule, is there any other sort of holiday traditions you guys do? And do you guys celebrate Krampus?
No.
Come on.
I never heard of Krampus until 10 years ago.
So weirdly enough, my 7-year-old, well, it's not weirdly enough because my son is into creepy weird things. Atticus is huge into Krampus. He
loves
Krampus.
Kids love creepy things. Kids love creepy things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's big, big, big into Krampus.
So even though I have Germanic roots on one side of my family, we were not Krampus people when I was a kid.
I've never heard of Krampus.
Now, my paternal grandfather was notoriously active and mischievous, and probably if he lived today, he would be ADD or he'd have a diagnosis of some sort. And he did get coal. And Santa did not visit him.
Yeah.
He did get coal for Christmas one year. But we didn't glorify that. Mm. That was still a family story. We were aware it can happen.
Yeah. Yes, a lump of coal.
It was a thing. Yeah. So we knew it could happen. There was family history to prove that. But having somebody go around beat you. Even though we have some Germanic roots, no.
Well, put them in a sack. Put the bad children in a sack and beat them with a switch.
Yeah.
What mother thought of that. Like, you just know what was going on in the house that day when they came up with that.
There's fairy tales and there's Germanic fairy tales. Yeah.
My life is a fairy tale, but its ending is, but it's the German one.
Yes, the German one.
That's right.
I love those. At some period during the early 1900s, they come out with these like Christmas cards with sexy Krampuses on them, and there's one of a lady going upstairs chasing another man, and there's a man in her basket, and he's like
on her back or something,
and he's like clapping his hands like, oh, I look such a bad little boy. So the other tradition that Karen knows quite a bit about is the Yule lads. Do you guys know anything about the Yule lads?
Well, is that the 13 Yule lads children of Mother Hull?
Yeah.
No, I don't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm. In pop culture, there was some sort of remake of that story for Sabrina the Teenage Witch. They did a mini series or a something about it. But I don't know the story well enough to repeat it. But
I'm going to get Karen to do an episode on it.
Yeah, it's involved.
They're just mischievous little boys who do stuff around Yule.
Yeah,
steal your socks.
I was going to say, and that's
one shoe.
And things were far more violent then. Like, we think about, like, we all have these false ideas of what society's like, but society is really safe now in Western culture, and it was scary crap that we told kids
so
then.
So if we want to ramp up the violence.
Yes.
Have you heard of the Yule Cat?
The Yule Cat?
I've heard it, but I don't know what it is.
A giant cat that shows up to your house and eats small children who are bad.
Who are bad.
On Christmas.
My kid's too big now.
No, that's like Scandinavian, too.
Yeah, Scandinavian.
Yeah, that's Scandinavian, too, but I can't remember.
Scandinavia is like, that area of the world is the best place to live in now, probably because of these things, because these people were terrified.
When you live for a very long time, and it's 20 hours of darkness, your imagination can run riot, right? And you're like, whoa.
That'd be a really good episode. Man, I should get Karen to read those stories.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah, so those are some Yule traditions that we do. I think, like, the consensus with us is that for us as pagans, which is druids, that Christmas itself is a secular moment to maybe spend time with extended family. And Yule is where you spend time with your close family.
Yeah. Yule is a spiritual holiday, you know, for me. And Christmas is just a secular holiday, like Thanksgiving or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And on the whole, most pagan kids are pretty lucky because they get a little something at Yule, then they go have Christmas with their grandparents. And,
well, it's always that joke that the Jewish kids got it the best because they had, what, 13 days?
Hanukkah, eight days.
I'm terrible. 8 days of gifts. I guess the pagan kids get 2 days. That's not bad.
That's a very good. Well, thank you all for tuning in, and we hope that you have a very blessed holiday season, whatever it is that you're celebrating.
Hello, beloved listeners and patrons of Three Witches and a Druid podcast. We would like to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude for your unwavering support of our podcast. With your encouragement, we have been able to explore and celebrate the rich and diverse world of paganism and spirituality. We feel blessed to have had the opportunity to share our knowledge and experiences with you. As we continue to grow and evolve, we invite you to join us on this journey and become a Patreon member of our podcast. Your contribution will help us to continue creating quality content and provide you with more exciting episodes filled with wisdom, insights, and a little enchantment. By becoming a Patreon member, you will not only support our mission, but you will also have access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes goodies, discounts, and much, much more. Together, we can create a thriving and supportive community. To our amazing Patreons who have been there to support us through the past 3 seasons, Sybil, Josie, Catherine, Nicole, Amy Beth, Tomlin, Samantha, Stephanie, Chris, Ramos, Eric, Karen, Highland Horde, Danny, Tania, Sarah, Kay, Linda, and Jennifer. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of our Three Witches and a Druid family. Let us continue to inspire and uplift each other, and may our collective energy bring light and love to the world.
And until next time, merry meet,
merry part,
and merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid podcast. Thanks for listening.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.